Well, welcome to our worldwide church service. Praise the Lord. Hey, I'm Jeremiah Smith, and I'm so glad to get to be with you today. Hey, man, you know, God is wonderful, you know, and I believe that he wants to do some wonderful things in your life today. Praise the Lord. And, you know, I don't believe you tuned in by accident. I believe you're here because the Holy Spirit drew you here, and I believe he's got some special things for you today. Do you believe that? I believe it. I believe he wants to do some special things in your life today, and I believe if you'll let him do that, I believe he'll do that in your life today. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, if you want to, you can catch us live on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Central Time, and of course on Sundays at 4 p.m. Central Time. And if you have any trouble figuring those times out, you know, you might just Google and then kind of look at your time zone there. But if you want to catch the live services, you can catch them at those times. If you can't catch a live service, of course, like you're doing right now, you can listen to the rebroadcast. And of course, if we don't do a live service for some reason, we just put it up there for you so that you have some type of message. We will make sure something's on there to feed your spirit and encourage you. And so we're going to, like what we're going to do today, we're going to do another message on prayer. And we'll be talking about the prayer of agreement today. And so we will be getting into that in just a moment here. Of course, you can catch us on Spotify, Google Music, iTunes, Listen Notes, Podbeam, TuneIn off Alexia, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Deezer, Verbal, iVox, Audio Junkie, Podchaser, Player FM, of course, Samsung. And of course, you can listen, watch all of our YouTube videos. We have nearly 200 YouTube videos there that you can watch. And now we're on a Boom Play. If you're on Boom Play out there, there's about 4 million listeners on Boom Play. You can check out us on Boom Play there. If you already have that app, I believe it'll be a blessing to you there. If you want to give, you can go to the website and give. Hit the giving tab there. And you know, there's no pressure to give. If you'd like to give, you can give there. Go to the website and just hit the giving tab. Luke 6:38 says, "Give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." Praise the Lord. And I believe God will bless you back for giving if you'd like to give. But there's no pressure to give. You can download it for free. Give it to someone else. Encourage them today with our messages. And we want to feed your spirit and be a blessing to your life. That's why we're here. And so we're going to get into our message today. What it'll be is it's a message I recorded recently on the prayer of agreement. And the reason why I'm playing this today instead of doing a live one today is because I wanted to let you tune into this service. There was a strong anointing there at Pastor Prince's church there in Ghana in Africa. And I believe that it'll minister to you and encourage you. And of course, it's going right along with our series because we were going to talk about the prayer of agreement today. And I just believe there's a special anointing on this particular message, and I believe it'll encourage you today. So we'll just let you enjoy the message. Sit back, take some notes, let it bless your life today. We love you. God bless you. We'll be back with you Sunday.
Welcome to Jeremiah Smith Ministries, a place where you can grow in God's Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, the pastor is with us. Our lovely pastor is with us. The speaker is with us. You see, he's this lovely man of God. I was chatting with him, and he said something that I was very happy. He said, "Man of God, I'm happy to meet you on Zoom. I'm happy when I come to contact you. You know, I feel the presence of God."
Glory to God.
So when he said he comes online, I was very glad. Hallelujah. So let's all welcome our father in the Lord, and then our brother and our big brother. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. How y'all doing over there? You doing okay? Oh, good. I'm so glad to hear from you, Pastor. Yeah. Good to hear you, too. Hey, I'm so glad to hear from you there. Africa doing all right over there? Is it warm over there? Yeah, well, it's getting cooler over here, so I'd like to have that heat, praise the Lord. So we're going to get into our message today. I hope things are going good for you. I have a word from the Lord for you today. And I believe it's something special that I believe that we're going to enjoy together. I'm going to go ahead and make one more prayer. Is that okay? And before I start, yeah, let's go ahead and pray one more time here. Father, we just thank you for our time together. Father, you blessed us today to get to come together, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that we're here not by accident. I thank you, Father, the people here aren't here by accident. The people coming in, even as we start, Father, aren't going to be here by accident. Your Holy Spirit's drawing them in by your Spirit today. The Bible says, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. And Father, we lift up Jesus here in this place today, and we thank you that you're drawing people in by your Holy Spirit, Father, and they're here by divine appointment today. And I thank you, Father, Lord, that you're going to speak some things into people's lives and encourage some people today, Father, and refresh some people today. There's some people that are needing some refreshing today, Father, and we just ask that you refresh them with your word. Your word's quicken them right there where they're at, Father. Your word's making life in their spirit, Father, and getting them more excited about you today, Father. We think your word quickens us, Father, and he's quickening people listening to me right now, Father. I think you're quickening people right now that are listening to me in Jesus' name, Father. People that may be tired, done all kinds of things today, you're quickening them by your word, Father, and encouraging them today, filling them more with joy, filling them more with peace, Father, today. We just thank you for your presence today, Father. We didn't come here to play games. We came to spend time with you. And, Father, we just thank you that we get to do that together. And we give you all the praise today. And as I get into the word today, Father, I thank you that your Holy Spirit is our teacher. He's our help. We thank you he's going to flood us with light and see some things we never seen before. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for ministering your word. Help people not to leave here without getting something from you today, Father, whatever they're needing. Father, from you, Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit, even as I'm speaking, Father, you may say something different than what I'm saying, but help them not to leave without something that they need today, Father. And, Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name, and we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Hey, well, we're going to get into the word a little bit today. We're talking about prayer. I'm excited. I'm a part of his prayer meeting today, Pastor Prince's prayer meeting and his fasting. Are y'all been fasting? You been praying?
Wow.
Yeah, well, I've been fasting. I've been praying. I thought, well, hey, I got to join in this thing if I'm going to be a part of it with Pastor Prince here. So I've been fasting and I've been praying and night and day, and I believe God's going to do something special here. Praise the Lord. So we're going to get into this today, and we'll get into the word. Go on over to 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter and the 8th verse. And Pastor Prince, how much time do I have to get into the word today? Is there a certain time limit? Okay, I don't want to keep people too long there, so we're going to get into the word here. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says it like this in the King James Version. It says, and God is able. Do y'all believe that? Do you believe he's able in your circumstances, whatever you're going through today, whatever you're dealing with today? Do you believe he's able? Hey, he's able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency and all things may have an abundance for every good work. Aren't you glad he gives us abundance for everything that we need? You know, maybe today you've got some things that you're dealing with and you don't feel like you have enough. He says he gives you everything you need for what you're dealing with today. Did you know that? Amen. He'll give you what you need for what you're dealing with today. Let's look at the Amplified version of that, okay? And I'm going to just read a different version here to you. It says, and God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance. I like that. So that you may always and under all circumstances, whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid and or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Isn't that good? He wants to have you, give you so much that you don't need no aid. He wants to give you so much that you don't need no support. He's a good father, right? And he wants you to have more than what you need, whatever you're dealing with today, you know, whatever challenge you're going through, whatever, you know, some people don't even talk about what they're going through, you know. They like to handle it themselves. And they like to, you know, not say anything about it. But God knows what's going on with you, you know. And he knows what's going on in your private life. And he knows how to help you with every need. He's a good father, right? 2 Corinthians 9:8, I'm going to read one more version to you. Is that okay? Do I have the time for that? One more version?
Yes.
Amen. It says, God can pour out on the blessings in astonishing ways so that you're ready for anything and everything, more than just ready to do what needs to be done. As one psalmist puts it, he throws caution to the wind. I like that. Giving to the needy in reckless abandon Well, think about that today. He throws caution in the wind when it comes to you, right? Whatever you're dealing with, hey, that's priority to him. He throws caution to the wind, and he goes out to make sure that you have what you need, praise the Lord. His right living, right giving ways never run out and never wear out. I like that. Isn't that good? So it doesn't wear out. You can go to him about everything that you're dealing with, whatever problem you're dealing with, whatever challenge you're dealing with. You say, I've already told him about this 130,000 times. You know, he doesn't mind. It never, his stuff never runs out. Amen. He has way more than what you need, and he never runs out. You know, he's like, tell me again. I'll help you again, because he's a good father, right? You may think, well, I don't know, you know, if he'll meet this need. It's not that important. It is to him. He's a father, right? And he wants to make sure that you have what you need. I don't know. I'm a father, you know, and I have two kids. And, you know, we were just on the phone with one just a little while ago, you know, and he can call us, and he knows if he needs something, you know, mama's going to make sure that he gets it. I'm going to make sure that it gets there, because I'm a good father. And I want to take care of my kid, you know. And God sees you that way. He's a good father, and he wants to take care of you. You represent him. Think about that today, you know. Maybe today you think, well, he doesn't care about my situations. Well, you represent him. And he does care about your situation, praise the Lord. Because you represent him. You know, when my son doesn't have what he needs, you know, that doesn't look good on me, right? And so he wants you to represent him in a good way, and he wants to make sure that you have what you need. Amen? I believe he is. And what, you know, what limits him? What keeps him from having the things that you need to have in your life? What can he do for you today? You know, what are you limiting to? You know, do you just ask him for small requests, you know, and little things? You know, he's wanting to reach a world. He's wanting to reach a lot of people through you. You know, so he doesn't mind the big requests, and they're little to him, you know. Whatever it is you think is a big request, that's small to him. He's a God that makes planets. He makes stars. Amen. He made the Milky Way. It doesn't matter what the situation looks like. There's nothing you can ask that's too big for him. It's always going to seem small to him. Amen. Because he's a big God. He's everywhere at one time. He's here. He's over there in Africa right now. He's everywhere at one time, you know, and so your request isn't big to him. He can take care of it with no problem. He's been taking care of people for centuries, amen, with all kinds of issues, and he can help you right there where you're at today, you know. I remember, you know, when I was a youth pastor, you know, when I was younger there, y'all hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you, man.
Yeah, I remember when I was a youth pastor, and I went to a place called Shawnee, Oklahoma. This was a little bitty town, you know. It's grown bigger since we were there. But I remember I got to the church, and I was excited. I'm going to be the youth pastor. And he told me right away when I got there, he said, we're not going to give you any money. He said that you can't have a bean dinner or a chicken dinner. You can't raise money, you know. He said, but we need a youth pastor, you know. I didn't even have a place to put the kids, you know, when we got there. I remember when me and my wife got into Shawnee, Oklahoma, you know. And so we started out, we were in the office, you know. We were in the pastor's office is where we started. And we had four young kids that were in that office with us, you know. We started out, we had little folding chairs, and we were in that office. And we just were faithful. We kept going every week. And so I said, well, man, I can't raise money. I can't do this. I can't do that, because he told me I can't do that. What am I going to do? Well, you know, I wrote out a list, right? And I put down the things that I needed to have on that list. And you know, God cares about your list. He cares about those needs that you have for your ministry, for your family, wow. You know, and I wrote out this list, you know, that I needed, you know. And we started out with four kids, and after a while, it kept growing in this place. It kept getting bigger. And we got to where we were going to the back of the office. We were going over the desk of his office. We had people behind his desk in his office. These kids kept getting bigger, and it kept getting growing. God kept blessing us, and it kept getting bigger and bigger, you know. So we had more needs. Yet I didn't have any finances to do anything, you know. And so I had to trust the Lord for the needs that I had. So I made my list. Amen. And, you know, it's important that you get a list. Matter of fact, even when I'm talking here, you know, I believe the Lord wants you to write a list, right?
So while I'm talking, if you got a pen or you got some paper, or if you got your phone there, start making a list of the things that you need this month, okay? Will y'all do that for me? Start making a list of the things that you're wanting to believe God for this month. We're going to pray for that at the end, okay? So start writing down the things that you need. Just keep listening to me even as you're writing there. But I made that list, and, you know, the Lord started bringing in all the things on the list that I needed. You know, I ended up getting a building. I ended up getting a sound system. You know, we ended up getting all the things we needed to have. They all came in different. You know, the Lord worked it out for us. But, you know, I made a list, you know, and God took care of it, you know, and I didn't even have finances, you know. And maybe today you don't have what you need, you know, but God has a way of getting it to you. He has lots of resources, and he can work it out more than a million ways if you'll let him, not limit him, so he can bring those things into your life that you need. He knows you have needs, but, you know, the Bible says we have not because we ask not, right? And so we have to ask him, and, you know, and it's important that the way that we ask him is very important. We're going to talk about that a little bit here in just a minute. So write out your list there, and we're going to get into this. I'm going to look at just a few scriptures here real quick. I don't have way too many. I'm not going to throw a whole bunch at you, but I'm going to give you a few real quick, okay? Revelation's the 12th chapter here, and I've been teaching on the book of Revelations. I'm not going to get real deep into Revelations here, but I wanted to point out something to you in this real quick. The 12th verse in the twelfth chapter in the first verse, it says, "Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars." Now that woman, you know, is talking about Israel, is who he's talking about, and the 12 stars, you know, he's talking about angels, right? And then the second verse, it says, "And being with child, she cried out with labor and pain to give birth," right? Talking about the birth of our Messiah, talking about Jesus there is what it's talking about. But, you know, it's talking about the angels. Listen to what it says here and what happened with Satan. The third chapter says, "Another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon," that's Satan, "having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 heads there. And his tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth." Notice what happened there, you know. The stars, a third of them were thrown to the earth. Right, so that tells you that when Satan, his fall, he took a third of the angels from heaven, right? And that's important to know, right, as us believers, to understand that he took a third of those angels with him. You say, well, why is that important? I'm going to tell you. Give me just a minute here. The dragon, of course, was Satan, and referring to, you know, King Herod trying to slaughter the babies there, and it was talking about that situation there, how they tried to stop the Messiah is what it's talking about. But go on over to Joshua, the 23rd chapter, Joshua 23, and it says it like this, you know, and, you know, you say, well, Jeremiah, why are you teaching on this before we start? Well, you know, Jesus taught, right, and then he prayed with people, right? So we're going to pray for these requests here just a little bit. So I'm going to teach just a few things here, and then we're going to pray for them. Is that all right with y'all? Let's do that. Okay, Joshua, the 23rd chapter, the 10th verse, it says, "For one man of you shall chase 1,000, for the Lord your God, he is the he fighteth for you as he hath promised you." So what it's saying at scripture is that you can run off 1,000 people, right? One person can run off 1,000 people. Do you know that? As you personally could run off 1,000 of your enemy with the Lord's help. Isn't that good to know? Amen. I like to know that. I like to know that I can fight off 1,000 people with the Lord's help. I don't know about you. But listen to what it says here, you know, in the fourth chapter of Ephesians, the fourth verse. We're going to go there real quick in just a moment. But, you know, that's limited. You think about that. 1,000 people, that's limited. You would love to be able to take out more. Like, you know, you look at Samson, he took out a whole bunch of people, you know, but you're limited to 1,000, you know, and Paul wanted unity for a reason, you know, because we can fight better with unity, you know, and one person may take out 1,000. We're going to talk about what 2 people can do with your prayer requests and how you can fight off the enemy with your prayer requests. But Paul wanted unity for this reason, because you can get so many more answers to what you're praying for. You can get so many more things done in the spirit. I love that. What the Pastor Prince is, these meetings are wonderful, because you think about it, so much more can happen when you come together with people. You know, we got people like to go solo, you know, but you don't realize unity is so important, right? Unity gets stuff done in the spirit.
Unity causes stuff to happen for you, praise the Lord. That's why you're here today, you know. You're going to see some things happen in your life. I believe they're going to change your life forever just for being here today, praise the Lord. We're going to see some things from Unity that are going to bless you, and it's going to encourage you. You're going to see with your faith and with how God's going to touch your life that he's going to do some wonderful things as we get into this today. You know, Paul wanted unity. He said in Ephesians 4:4, he said, there is one body, one spirit, even as you were called in one hope of your calling. Ephesians 5:31 says, for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and be joined unto his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. You know, the enemy fights marriages, and he tries to put a wedge in those marriages because he doesn't like unity. It has nothing to do with your marriage. It has nothing to do with you getting married to somebody. He's afraid if you pray together. He's afraid if you work together. You know, me and my wife, I mean, man, you know, she's extremely gifted, and I'm gifted in certain areas. I'm not gifted in the areas she's gifted in, you know, but she's not gifted in the areas I'm gifted in quite as much as what I'm gifted, you know. But when we work together, we can get some stuff done, you know. Think about when you pray together. Oh, my goodness. All the stuff that gets done in the spirit, all the things that happen, you know. Why wouldn't the enemy want to stop that? Why wouldn't he want to stop a prayer meeting like this? I imagine Pastor Prince doesn't even tell you about the challenges he faces trying to put one of these together, you know, because the enemy doesn't like it. He doesn't like unity, you know. He'll throw everything in your way. He'll try to stop it. He'll say, you shouldn't even do that. Why should I even be there today? You know, what's the point? Why am I coming together? But God knows why you're coming together, because he likes unity. He likes things to happen in the spirit, you know. He loves unity. Think about that, you know. Philippians 1:7 says it like this. This is Paul talking by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in what? One spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. You know, you think about when they built that Tower of Babel. He said he couldn't stop them from doing the thing that they were wanting to accomplish because they were all working in unity, right? They're building and building, and they're all working together, and he had to stop them. They're like building to heaven, this big tower. They're just building and building. They said, we're going to build this thing into the heavens, you know? And the Lord literally had to stop those people because their unity caused this great project to get done. Think about that today, you know? You know, and the devil knows this too. That's why he tries to stop people. That's why you have different denominations. He drives a wedge in between them. You know, that's why you have, you know, married couples. They say the divorce rate's something like 60% now, 50 to 60%. That's including people in the church, because he drives a wedge in them, you know, because he doesn't like, he knows if you're separate and conquer, that's what he wants to do. You ever heard that term when you talk about war? Separate and conquer them, right? And that's what he tries to do. He wants to separate you so he can conquer you, right? You know, you can pray certain things yourself, and you can use faith yourself. But like I said, you can run off yourself, you know, 1,000 people we talk about there, you know. But think about what happens when you come together, the power of unity, right? Me and Pastor Prince, we're here together. We're in unity for you today. And God's going to do some wonderful stuff. You didn't just happen to come here today, you know. God, the Holy Spirit drew you here today because he likes unity, praise the Lord. Philippians 2:2 says it like this, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. You know, when they were building that tower, you know, up into the heavens, the Lord came down and he changed all their languages. That's why we have different languages, you know. He came down, changed all their languages so they couldn't communicate, you know. But, you know, it's interesting today, you know, that the Lord's put all of our language the same. We were praying at the beginning and we're praying in tongues. We're all praying in tongues. We're praying in unity. Amen. Our languages come together in the same. It's really Jesus praying through us, praying out his will. But you think about it, it's in unity. He's working together through us to cause what he's wanting to cause and the purpose he's wanting to fulfill in us. Amen. And he wants to fulfill a certain purpose in you today. You know, you say, well, I don't know about that, Jeremiah. How can he fulfill his will through me? Well, you know, he'll pray through you, right? He'll pray out mysteries, and you got people coming together praying with you, you know, and we ask for interpretations, and God will show you some stuff if you come in unity, and he'll do some things that'll blow your mind. He's been using Pastor Prince a lot in the flowing of prophecy, you know. What happens when he does that? Well, people are getting ministered to. God's confirming things in people's spirits. He's confirmed things through Pastor Prince to me. And he's wanting to move through you to do, he's wanting to move through us to do some wonderful things in you today. Amen? Amen. So he likes to drive wedges. Matthew 18, chapter the 19th verse. This is what we're going to be talking about here just a few more minutes here before we pray. Are you making your list? Are you writing it out? Amen. You want to write out the things that you're needing for this month. That's what I feel led the Spirit to say. And I'm not talking about just any things. I'm talking about the things you're needing this month. You know, you may be needing some things for different things that you're needing. You know, maybe, you celebrate Christmas or you're celebrating some other things. There's all kinds of things, for your ministry. And the Lord's leading me that we're going to pray for what you need this month. So be putting it on your list there, and we're going to pray for it here in just a moment. Matthew, the 18th chapter, the 19th verse, it says, "Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven." Think about the power of that prayer. Did he tell you the same things of Mark 11:24 in that prayer? No, he said all he's asking for in that prayer is that you agree with somebody. He didn't even ask you where your faith is at. He's just asking that you agree with somebody. He loves agreement, right? He didn't say you had to go lay hands on somebody. He said agree with somebody. If you have a need that's really important, you better find you somebody to get in agreement with. Maybe you're single today, and you're not married. Find you somebody to get in agreement. Get in agreement with Pastor Prince there. Or get in agreement with somebody here today. That's going to help you get your need met. Amen. And he promises you if you come together and you agree concerning anything that you shall ask, it'll be done. Think about that. He said, when you agree on earth as touching anything. Amen. That's powerful. I don't know about you, but that's wonderful to me. Literally in the last couple of days, I prayed with my wife and agreed for about three different times the last few days, right? And I mean, everything we have agreed for, it came to pass. Powerful to think about, right? Because there's some things going on in the spirit that we don't see. And I'm going to talk about that for just a moment here. But there's some things happening in the spirit that you don't see when you find somebody that you agree with, I can't tell you of a prayer that I've prayed with my wife that it's never come to pass. Everything I know of that I can think of has come to pass with me and my wife have agreed on. That's powerful, isn't it? That's a powerful prayer when you think about that. Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, the 30th verse, it says it like this. It says, "How should one chase a thousand and two put 10,000 to flight?" Think about that today. Two putting 10,000 to flight, whereas one puts 1,000 to flight. That's 10 times more powerful than just yourself, right? When it comes to your enemy. We were talking like a minute ago about how the enemy has 1/3% of the angels that have fallen. Well, think about, how many he puts on you to stop that prayer request when he's trying to stop, especially something with the gospel. The more you get in unity with people, the more angels that are moving, more things are happening in the spirit. Think about that today. He hearkens unto, the Bible says that angels hearken unto his word. And you're praying his word. God's going to cause some wonderful things to happen for you, praise the Lord. You want to get in agreement with somebody. Amen. And we're going to agree here in just a moment for some things, Notice here you have more, like we said, you can overcome with 1,000 if you're going to try to pray it on your own, or you can overcome with 10,000, fighting your enemy there. But Jesus was confident to pray this prayer for a reason that we were looking at there in Matthew. Think about that. He was confident about that prayer when he told us that. And there's a reason for that, because the unity causes much more to happen in the spirit. And so it's important that we take advantage of that, right? When we're facing an enemy, you should take advantage of anything you do. When you're in war with somebody, you want to take advantage of all the things you can take advantage, to win the fight, right? Jesus has already come, the enemy, right? But he's also given us some wonderful tools to work for us in the earth. And this is one of those tools that we're talking about today. Say with me, 1,000. And say with me, 10,000. I don't have to hear you there, but 10,000. Amen. 1,000.
1,000.
Or 10,000. Or 10,000. There's a difference, isn't there? That's 10 times, right? More powerful in a prayer, right? I'm going to tell you one way I can tell you that shows kind of what I'm talking about here. We used to have this prayer group when I was younger, and I would attend this prayer group. I was playing in a Christian band at the time. I've talked many times about that. I talk about different stages of my ministry because the Lord leads me that way. But I remember, you know, I was playing this Christian band, and I was playing this coffee house, you know, and I was just trying to minister to people for the Lord, you know, but there was nobody in this place, you know. I was like, we don't have anybody here, you know. And God gave me an idea. He said, well, why don't you put the, now this was some years ago. We do it a little more social media today. But he said, why don't you make flyers and send them out to all the churches in the area, you know, invite those people to come to that coffee house. We wanted to minister to, you know, the young people in that area. There was nowhere to go, you know. We just want to minister to those people. And so I got these flyers. I had them printed, you know. Back then, the printers were really slow. We're sitting there waiting for one to come out, two to come out. We're like, dear Lord, are these ever going to come out of the printer? Another one come out, you know. And they came out. We had a big old stack of them, you know. We had these flyers, and we were excited about it. We got all the addresses to all the places around that area that we could send them to. And then what I ended up doing is I took them to this prayer meeting that I was in. And I told these people this prayer meeting, why don't you lay hands on these, and we're going to see if the Lord won't use these flyers to bring people into this coffee shop. There was nobody in there. I mean, literally nobody. We would come in each week and play to just literally nobody, you know. And we laid hands on those flyers, and they agreed with me. We're talking about agreement, right? And they agreed with me with those flyers. We mailed those things out. And back then, we didn't have a machine. We put them in an envelope, licked it, put the stamp on there, wrote out the address to these places, these churches in the area, because we wanted to minister to the youth and wanted to reach out to our community there, you know, with this coffee house. Well, we sent out all these envelopes to all these places, and literally, the next Friday, the next weekend we came in, it was packed with people. Why was that? Well, it was because of unity and prayer, right? You know, God gets things done when we come in unity. He loves unity. He loves unity in your marriage. He loves unity in your church. He loves it when you can come together with other people. He loves unity. He likes it when we work together because he wants to do some great things in unity. Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. So there's lots of different prayers, right? You know, and I talk about prayers, you know, on my podcast and on YouTube and things like that. There's lots of different prayers. There's a prayer of faith, the prayer of consecration. But there's also the prayer of agreement. And I would say out of all those prayers, that's probably the most powerful prayer that you can pray is the prayer of agreement. There's something about agreement. God loves agreement. He loves it when you're in agreement in your house. You think about when you're talking about a marriage, is it worth getting offended with your spouse when it could cost you all your prayers? Is it worth getting upset about a circumstance when it could cost you all the things that, you know, that you need to happen in that situation? There's people, you know, they get offended. Is it worth not being joined together with me with another church because it could cost us the unity of what God wants to do in the earth? It's not worth it, is it? You know, it's important that we love each other and we work together to fulfill what God wants us to accomplish in the earth, you know? That's why I love everybody. You know, I can work with anybody. I don't care what, you know, as long as they love Jesus, I can work with them. Amen. I remember, you know, we were at that coffee house, you know, we had lots of people and lots of other people were playing there after some time and it had gotten full. And we would pray at midnight all together. And it was an amazing time because we had all kinds of different denominations of people praying in one big circle, you know, and we were all in agreement. And God did some powerful things there, but we were, you know, I would pray a certain way, they would pray another way, and next guy would pray a different way, you know, and next guy would pray a little bit different, you know. But, you know, God looks down at that, and he sees their heart. You know, the Bible talks about he sees your heart, and he sees your mind. He sees what's really going on with you, you know, and when he sees that you're trying to do your best, he'll work with you, you know. And he likes unity in a tremendous way. So we have all kinds of different prayers. I'd say that's the most powerful prayer that we have besides praying in tongues, because I believe the Lord's praying through us when we pray in tongues. So we can't compete with that. Praise the Lord. Amen. But, you know, this is a powerful prayer where he gets involved. He says, when two of us come together, there he is in the midst of us. Did you know that? You know, literally when we're going to agree for prayer right now, it's like Jesus is coming right there in the midst of us to make sure that prayer comes to happen because he likes unity. So it says, praying with all prayer and supplication, the Spirit and watching thereunto, with all perseverance and supplications for all the saints. And I think people miss a lot of times that second part there. He says, pray all the prayers that we pray, even if we're praying in agreement. He says, pray with supplication in the Spirit. So there should be a time of prayer in the Spirit after you pray anything in English, right? Taking a little time of praying in the Spirit afterwards about the situation. I'm going to end here a little bit. We're going to pray. But I remember, you know, the story that this gentleman told me about how he was trying to sell his house. And he said, man, I can't sell it. I've been trusting the Lord. I can't sell this house. I've been working on this. And, man, something's just holding it up. I don't know what's holding it up. Well, finally, a guy ended up buying it after he'd prayed in tongues for some period of time. You know, he prayed in tongues and prayed in tongues, and finally God sold his house. Well, he got to talking to the guy that bought his house, and he said what ended up happening, he had another house that he was trying to sell. He wanted to buy his house, but his house had to sell. Well, finally his house sold, and he was able to buy his house after he took that time to pray. You know, so there's stuff going on in the Spirit that you don't even know about. And God can speed up those things by praying in agreement and praying out the things that are going on behind the scenes. He can speed up the process. And I believe he's really speeding up things because we're in the end times, I believe. I believe we're seeing things move a lot quicker. I mean, I was like I just told you, I just had three times that I prayed with my wife about three different things, and we got answers right away because God's moving quick. He's doing some wonderful things, and he's wanting to do some things fast, I believe, because we're getting closer and closer to that catching away of the church, and he's wanting to get things answered, get you to where you need to be, helping other people. You know, he wants people to get saved by the droves right now, I believe, that he's using you to do that, praise the Lord. So he says, praying with all prayer and supplication of spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all the saints. Powerful to think about. You know, one of the biggest churches in the world, I was listening to him talk about the pastor has the biggest church in the world, and he was talking about why his church was so successful. And there was a guy that was asking him about this, and he took him down to the bottom of his church, and he opened up two doors in the very bottom of his church, and there were people praying by the droves in the bottom of his church. He says, this is my power plant. Is all the people praying at the bottom of the church. Think about that today. That's his power plant, right? We overlook this. We've got churches that are dead, you know. We've got churches that are alive, but we got a lot of them that are dead. You'd be surprised how many of them in America that are dead, you know. I've been to many churches in America here, you know, and they're dead, but they need to have that power plant. They need the power of God flowing in their church, so that he can touch people by the droves. Amen. He said that's what caused his church to be the biggest church that there is, you know. And, you know, today, you know, whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, you've got to have a power plant, you know. Some of you are called to minister for your whole home. And, you know, you're the one holding up the backbone of the home by praying at night and praying in the day, praying at night and praying in the day, holding up your family and holding up your loved ones, you know. You're the backbone of that home. I used to have two grandparents, but you passed away and went to be with the Lord, you know, and they were the backbone for our family. I mean, they stood in us and in the gap for us. Man, every time I'd go to my grandfather's house, his Bible would be open and he fell asleep reading it, you know, right there in the middle of the living room because he loved the Lord, you know. And, you know, I remember I'd get sick at his house and, boy, I could hear him coming in there praying in tongues, lay his hand on my brow, you know. He was standing in the gap for the family, you know, and some of you are called to do that. I don't know who I'm talking to today. There's some of you that need to take up that mantle of praying for your family, making sure that you're praying night and day for your family, you know. And I believe the Lord's going to hold you responsible if he told you to do that. You want to make sure you're doing that. You're the backbone of your family. You're the backbone of his church here. You're the people here, you should be praying for his church and making sure things are happening, but you make sure you're standing in the gap for beautiful things to happen here in the unity of the Lord. Amen. So you got your requests. Amen. Has everybody got something on their tablet? Got something written on paper there that you wrote down while I was talking? You got it? Wow. Lift up. Yes, hey. Hey, everybody else got what you believe in the Lord for? Everybody got what you're believing the Lord for? Did you write it down? Amen. Well, we're going to agree. Amen. We're going to agree for those things right now, and we're going to trust the Lord. I believe some wonderful things are going to happen as we do that today. Amen. And we're going to pray in tongues for just a little bit because the Bible tells us there with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit. So we're going to pray for those things too in the Spirit for just a little bit. And we're going to see if the Lord moves in some way. Maybe he wants to prophesy. Maybe he wants to speak some way. But we're going to let him have his way today. Let's go ahead and pray together. Father, we come in agreement for these requests today, Father. Father, the Bible says if we agree concerning anything that we shall ask, it'll be done. And Father, we're holding you to your covenant with us today. That's your word, Father. And you love it when we hold your covenant up to you and remind you of your covenant, Father. And Father, we agree right now in Jesus' name that all these needs will be met, Father. They're not going to have to worry about them. They're not going to have to be stressed about them, Father. We thank you. Every one of these needs are being met right now in Jesus' name. We agree, everybody listening right here. And Father, we thank you. Two of us is 10,000, Father. More of us is even more, Father. We thank you that angels are working behind the scenes to make this happen. And we just agree right now in Jesus' name that every one of these needs will be met. In Jesus' holy name, there's somebody needing healing. I agree for your healing right now in Jesus' name. Y'all pray with me. This is going to be rebroadcast to some other people, and I believe there may be some people needing healing. I see somebody that's just sitting there, and they're dealing with having to get out of drugs. And Father, we just ask for total healing for them. Set them free right now in Jesus' name. We agree for that person to be free in Jesus' name. Shambada, shambada, hibada, 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 zubada, hobada, hobada, hembada, hibada, sobada, hembada, hibada. I see another person. They've got a cloud of depression over them right now. And Father, we just ask, Lord, that you remove that cloud of depression. We're agreeing for this right now in Jesus' name, that cloud of depression be gone right now. Shambo sobada hembada hibada heat. Zobada. There's another one grieving for a loved one, and they're having a hard time getting past it because they had a loved one pass away recently. Father, we ask that you help them to be comforted by your spirit. Help them to be encouraged. Help them to get back up. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Pastor Prince, if you're getting something there, please sure and let me know. Shambada sobada hembada hipa sobada heat. Zobada hippity 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 heat. Zobada hippity hippity hippa sobada hippa hippity hippity hoopity hoo. Zombada hippity 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 hoopa sobada hippity hippity heat. Zobada hippity hippa sobada hippity hippity hippity. Zobada. The Lord's saying that this is going to be a year that's above what you ask or what you think. We talked about this last time I was here. But I feel like he's wanting somebody to know this is going to be a good year. You may have had a bad year this year, and you don't know about this next year, and you're worried about it. You know, don't go by all the reports. Don't go by what's going on around you. But this is going to be a year that's bigger than what it's going to be better than what you can ask or what you can think. Shambada hibada hibada soul, but a hembada hibada heat. Zoo, but a hembada soul, but a hibada heat. Zombada hibada hibada soul, but a hembada heat. Zobra hambre hibri 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 hobre zobre he. Zombra hibri 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 he. We're praying out some things with these requests. Zombra hibri 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 he. There's some things working in the background of some of these requests, and the Lord's having us pray them out. Zombra hibri he. Zobra hibri hobre sobre hibri he. Zombra hibri hobre hibri 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 he. Zobra hambre he. Don't quit until you have peace in your heart. Shambra hibri 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 he. Zombra hibri hibri sobre hambre. But a heap of a heap of a hoop of a heap, Zobra, humper, a heap of a soap, but a heap of a heap of a heap of a heap. Zambaba soap of a hoop, a heap of a heap of soap of a heap. Zambra, a heap of a heap of a heap of a soap of a heap of a heap. Zobra, hooper, 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 heap of a heap. There's somebody that's offended with some things. They've been carrying them for a long time. And the Lord's saying, you need to forgive. And if you'll forgive right now, you're going to see some blessings just flowing in your life if you'll forgive some people right now in Jesus' name. Do it. Do it now. He'll open those floodgates for you if you'll forgive him right now. Forgive that person that you're offended with right now in Jesus' name. Somebody hippity hippity heap. Zobody hippity heap. Zomba cuppity hippity soapity hippity hoopity hippity heap. Zobody hippity hippity. You're going to even see some things tomorrow change if you'll forgive that person. Somebody hippity hoopity soapity hippity heap. Zobody humpity hippity soapity hippity heap. Zombody hippity soapity hoopity humpity hippity heap. Zobody hippity hippity soapity. sobre him pre hip pre hoop pre hip pre he sobre him pre hip pre hoop sobre him pre he zambre hip pre hoop pre hoop pre hoop pre hip pre hip pre he sobre hip pre hip pre hip pre hip pre hip pre hip pre he sobre him pre hip pre hip pre hip pre hip sobre him pre he sobre hip pre hip pre hip pre he sobre him pre hip. This is a prayer meeting. Sobre hoop pre hoop pre hoop pre hoop pre. Amen. Sobre hip pre hoop pre hum pre hip sobre hip pre hip pre he sobre hip pre hip pre hip pre sobre hum pre hip pre hip sobre hum pre hip pre he sobre hip pre hoop pre hoop pre hip pre he sobre hip pre hip pre hip pre hip pre he. This is a good time to reach up and get some peace back, to reach up and get some joy back in your life. Reach up and get the things that you're needing today. Glory, 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 glory. Shambada hippada 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 he. Zobada hopada 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 ho. Zobada hippada 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 he. Zobada humbada hippada hippada he. Zobada humbada hippada 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 he. Zobada humbada hippada 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 he. Oh, we love you, Father. We bless you, Father. Yes. Yes, we thank you, Father. Oh, yes, we just thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. Oh, I believe some wonderful things have been done here today. Amen. I believe God's done some wonderful things. I believe some of you are going to see some things very quick because he's doing some wonderful things here today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do we have a worship song we could sing together, Pastor?
Yes, please. You can sing.
Okay. Do you have one on your heart?
Yo, push it on, Pastor.
Huh? I'm sorry? All right, I'll go ahead and sing. The Spirit of the Lord is here. 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 I can feel him in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. I can feel him in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, the healer of the Lord is here. The healer of the Lord is here. He's piercing you through this atmosphere. The healer of the Lord is here. Sing it with me again. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit. Oh, I can feel him in the atmosphere. Oh, the Spirit of the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. I can feel him in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, let him feel your heart right there. Let him touch your mind. Some of you, he's cleansing your mind right there. We're going to sing it one more time, and I believe he's going to touch you right there where you're at if you let him do it today. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. I can feel him in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. We just thank you, Father. Glory to God. Amen. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close here with prayer. And we're going to give it back to the Lord. We'll just close the meeting here. Father, we just thank you, Father, for your goodness. We thank you, Father, for your mercy today, Father. And Father, we just ask, Father, Lord, we just ask that you help us, Father, that we got today, Father. Help us to apply those in our life on a daily basis. Help us to see it, Father, more and more every day. Help us to be enlightened to it more and more every day. And we thank you, Father, before we go, for meeting every one of these needs. We thank you for being so good to us. And we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I appreciate you having me. I enjoyed it so much. I look forward to us getting back together. We're talking about another meeting he'll be announcing here pretty soon. And I enjoyed being to be with you. God bless you. I'll see you next time.
If you'd like to contact us for prayer, praise reports, or offerings, go to JeremiahSmithMinistries.podbean.com. Thank you for listening.